Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 904 on ESPN 97.5. What you want to talk about? Let's talk some Joe Kelly. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Jay wants to talk about him. What do you say, Jay?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
Hey, so real quick, I'm doing well. Real quick, so for all the vitriol that's out there, I encourage the Astros fans, what I do with all my L.A. Dodger family and friends, I post every memory from that run. I tell them you can asterisk all you want. You can try to confiscate, but you can't steal back the emotion, the feeling, the experience I had with my son at all the finals games or the World Series games that we went to. So you can talk and hate all you want, but you can't reclaim that. On the Joe Kelly front, I think Major League Baseball sent a message for a reason you guys hadn't touched on. Absolutely, he incited that. But if you think about what the optics look like, it unveiled this farce of what these guys are doing in the dugout. You had both benches clear, not a single mask in sight, and all of them coming together. If there is any outbreak or any fallout from that, from a corona perspective, he is the instigator, right? So on national TV, you have these clubs trying to get at one another, opposed to social distancing. So now you're messing with money, Joe Kelly. I think that's the message that was sent. I'm out, guys.
Yeah. No, that is true. That is true. And listen, I don't have we had any other brawls? Have we had any close? Well, we saw the umpires that. But we haven't had any bench clearing, no, right? So far, because I haven't seen it.
No, not yet.
Because the highlight shows would show.
I don't know that you're going to have that.
Well, I don't know.
It's a third of the season, and
well, I mean, someone's got to come in high and tight, and you never know, and then retaliate. You never know.
It could, but I think players are going to be a little more careful because of this, the pandemic. You even saw the where umpire and the manager before they were going to argue.
Yeah,
they
waited
to like, okay,
yeah,
let me make sure.
But I don't know that a pitcher is going to be less likely to hit somebody because of the coronavirus.
No, but you know, sometimes things happen over the course of a season. Like, oh, I remember that last time.
Yeah, right.
Now, it is going to be everyone in your division you're playing. American League, National League, so maybe it makes it less likely, more likely. I don't know.
But yeah, because you might still have stuff built up from before.
You could. It wouldn't shock me if we didn't see a bench clearing ball. Now, a dust up like with the Astros, yeah, you'll see that. But a bench clearing brawl, you don't have those every single year where a bunch of punches are thrown. I guess you probably do every year, but not necessarily a ton of them. I just have a feeling we're not going to see it this year.
Yeah. We got close to it, but no. But cooler heads prevailed. Dusty, by the way, got fined as well, probably for his little effer comment. Mm-hmm. Get on the mound, little effer.
I saw a shirt that's going to be coming out from Running Game Sports that I think you'll like. I'll show you the logo, see if you like it or not.
Josh has some shirts that say, "We don't start nothing, but we don't take nothing either."
Everyone's got shirts now.
But
there's like, do you know that there's like 12 people making shirts?
I know,
now?
Right.
Everyone's got a shirt after every game. Like, oh, did you see that bunt hit by a Toro? I need to get a Toro bunting shirt out today.
Yeah. Here's the problem with that shirt and that and all the responses that it was the commissioner. I like it.
Yeah, Dusty MF and Baker. He's got sunglasses on and a toothpick in his mouth, and I like this.
Here's the problem with those T-shirts now and all the talk, and he said this, and nice swing bitch T-shirt. Now, nice swing bitch is probably going to is probably still a thing because it's Joe Kelly hero
right.
saying that to one of the dark star people in just
Dark Star people.
Yeah, I mean,
were the Astros?
The Death Star.
Death Star.
Yeah. The Death Star. Empire. Whatever. Yeah.
The evil empire.
Yeah.
So and so around the country, Joe Kelly is still heroic, and that's the problem with Dusty's is that
heroic
we don't start nothing, but we don't take nothing either. Is that the Astros didn't retaliate because you couldn't retaliate yesterday.
Well, no, you didn't retaliate, but you did in a way. In the moment, you did what you could do, which is stand up for yourself and go out there and have some words with them. That's all they could do.
Well, now, before the game and yesterday morning, we were all saying, I was saying, I don't know about you, but somebody better go down tonight. Somebody better go down. But again, I applaud the commissioner. In that, because it would have been, now that's all any ESPN would have had all morning long. If the Astros retaliated and start throwing at them, pitcher gets thrown out of the game, the Dodgers come back and throw at the, now there's a real problem in Major League Baseball. I'm not a big Manfred guy. I think he's a liar, and I think he threw the Astros under the bus, and so he can, you know, do stuff to himself. But here's the deal is that he did the correct thing in this Joe Kelly thing. He shut down, and he shut it down for all the teams. Joe Maddon has said the Angels ain't throwing at him. Joe Maddon has told his team, we ain't throwing at the Astros. Well, Joe Maddon doesn't want to lose one of his pitchers for 8 games now.
Right.
Because now the precedent has been set. 8 games out of 60, that's pretty good. That's a pretty big percentage, okay? So that's a lot to lose a pitcher for. And oh, by the way, I'm losing all that money. I'm losing 8 games. I'm losing a 15, 1 out of 15, right? 8 out of 60, 4 out of 32 out of 15. I'm losing about 12% of my season, of my money. I ain't doing that. Yeah.
I don't think there's any reason for them to take chances. Now, if they can hit him and get away with it, and that's going to happen too. You hit the Astros in the ribs or back, you may catch a fine. I don't know that you're going to catch 8 games. That was Joe.
I think
Joe Kelly exacerbated it.
Yeah.
It turned into a big national story because of all of his.
Yeah. So Brewers Cubs had some shouting that emptied the benches at a social distance level.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I didn't see that. But you can't find a guy for hitting a player, for hitting a batter.
No, you can't unless you feel like it's intentional.
It's intentional.
Let's get Kirby in here. He wants to talk about Joe Kelly. What's up, Kirby?
Good morning.
Hey, Kirby.
Hey, how you doing, Pally?
What's going on, Kirby?
I love the Astros, but I think they got every beanball coming at them they deserve it. They freaking cheated and won the World Series because of it.
Well, I would have said this before the Dodgers series. I would have said, really? Because they're still hitting really, really well. All those guys can really hit, trash can or no trash can. And has there been a study by Duke that said the Astros did not benefit smart kids at Duke? Said that the Astros did not benefit from the trash can banging, and in a lot of instances, and we've seen other stories that said, you know, in some instances it was a deterrent because you're thinking too much as opposed to just reacting to the pitch and whatnot. But you know, this Dodgers series didn't look great the way they hit, that nobody was hitting in a clutch situation. So maybe they need those trash cans. Not sure.
Well, I heard the other night that Kershaw threw 51 curveballs and not one for a strike. Was that just because his curveball wasn't, or is it because they knew he was going to throw the curveball?
I don't know. Actually, they said that by the World Series that they weren't doing it as much or some crap. I don't know. They didn't win the World Series because they banged trash cans. They didn't.
Well, maybe not banging trash cans, but I watch the game now, and I have a little bit of an upset stomach when I watch them because I feel like, and everybody else in baseball feels this way, that they didn't win that thing legitimately. And it's unfortunate for the whole city. And, you know, you guys, I know you're a huge Astros fan, and I can kind of hear it in your voice that, you know, you may be defending them a little bit, but you kind of think they did cheat.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
They have admitted they've
crappy.
Cheated.
No. Hey, listen, there is always that gnawing. Yeah, I agree with you, Kirby. No, I agree with you. I'm pissed that run and this stigma is placed on the team that was one of my favorite teams ever.
It is my favorite team ever.
Ever. Yeah. No, well, ever.
I mean, I can't differentiate between my championship children. So yeah. Both those Rockets teams and this Astros team.
Yeah.
It's my favorite baseball team by far.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's my favorite team too. And I feel bad now. Like I don't even want to watch them play. They just
I haven't gone
like
that
the whole
far.
Thing, you know. And then why don't they put any cardboard cutouts behind the stand, behind home plate? What the hell's up with that?
Why are they seeing them all out?
Well, you gotta pay Diamond Club prices to get your
you remember
cutout.
That one girl on the Washington
I
series?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yes,
I like that.
Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Is that going to be a cardboard?
We don't want any nice. Of these ugly Astro fans' faces on TV. I tell you, the one they ought to stick behind home plate is Alex Trevino. Looks like he ate a big crap sandwich before they took his photo.
Kirby, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Kirby.
9:15. No, there's.
You think anyone's going to end up?
So honestly,
you see, they're populating. Yet there's more people out in the
out in right field now, and some behind first base.
They're going to populate the whole stands. But here's the question I have: will they populate behind home plate, where you have a very clean? You have a very clean. I'm thinking they will, and here's why: they're going to say, "Now listen." Diamond level where your face is on TV all the time. $500 apiece.
That's what I'm saying. Oh. No, you want to pay Diamond Club prices. That's what I said.
For a cutout.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm on TV the whole time. There's plenty. I was watching the A's game yesterday. They've got it behind, and those same people are on all the time. It's a big advantage if you're paying.
It is a little, with the noise pump, it sounds like a regular game.
Except. It's a little. It's that constant drone.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big fan.
I'm fine with it. It makes it feel like it's. Yeah. It doesn't have that scrimmage vibe to it.
No, it has a vuvuzela vibe to it.
You think it's more vuvuzela?
Yes.
Vuvuzelas?
Yes. I mean, I was so sick of it after that World Cup. 9:16. Yes. 9:16. ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I had forgotten about this. Tony says, remember when Johnny Harris wanted to fight Kirby? We are all Johnny Harris.
Oh, Kirby has put the tape on, bro.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. We are all Johnny Harris right now. And Art says screw everybody, though. Everybody who comes on, except Dell and me and Lance and Raheel. That's it.
He's not a huge fan of
anyone interrupting the show.
Oh, yeah. Really anyone who isn't like a main part of the show.
Right.
Like no. Tyler will fill in. Get Tyler out of there.
Oh, God.
He hates him.
Hates Tyler. But I had forgotten about that. Let's go put the tape on, bro.
It was about, and Johnny took the L on that one. It was about Dwayne Brown.
Yeah, he did take the L on that one.
Johnny didn't think Dwayne Brown was going to be a player. I thought they way overdrafted him. Like, well,
He was the eighth tackle taken in that draft?
I think seventh in the first round after Sam Baker from USC. Good draft, Atlanta.
And Dwayne Brown, it turned out they knew what they were doing.
And the story
But Johnny
is,
apologized to Dwayne Brown before over it.
Yeah. The story is Alex Gibbs demanded the Texans draft a tight end.
Has Johnny ever apologized to Kirby for that?
No, he didn't have to apologize to Kirby.
Yeah. He was yelling. He wanted to fight Kirby over that.
He wanted to fight him. He said he wanted to put the tape on.
Well, he was mad.
He was mad, but he wanted to put the tape on. Has Richard Justice apologized for screaming that he was in the media at that one guy? Was that you or is it a caller,
yeah,
right?
It was a caller. I am the media, and I didn't know.
He didn't want to fight him?
He was right, though. He was the media, and he didn't know.
Yeah.
But Johnny was wrong about Dwayne Brown, so he needs to apologize to Kirby.
He doesn't need to apologize to
Kirby.
You
want to organize that apology, Lance?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got Johnny's number. We can get Kirby's number.
I got
they
Johnny's
can have a
number. I'll call him. Johnny, when are you going to apologize
to
Kirby?
Not gonna,
that seems
not
like
gonna
a
go
bad, well. Bad move.
That's
you
a
come
bad
on?
Choice. That's a poor choice to ask him to apologize to Kirby.
My favorite.
Put your phone down.
Art
don't
says,
send anything.
My favorite Johnny moment was his. It was Johnny professing his love for Colt Brennan. Now, we did it every time we talked about him, we played the song.
You're beautiful.
I heard the song the other day, and yeah. I was like, that's the Johnny Harris song.
It got to a point where I don't think he liked it.
No, he
much.
Didn't like it at all. He didn't like it at all. Johnny was pissed about
put
it.
Put the tape on, bro. Turned into a T-shirt.
Yeah.
We were the original make T-shirt people.
Okay. What were the T-shirts? Can you name them?
Who doesn't put the tape on, bro? I'm the media, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the last one.
Anyway, anyway.
Oh, anyway was?
Anyway, anyway. Oh. Huh. Yeah, it's two anyways. And then
yeah, that's right. It was one, yeah.
Yeah. And, well, the further you don't know, you're young. You missed the 1560 days. We made T-shirts.
I'm not saying it's your business anyway.
Gilbert would tell you that's none of your business anyway.
That is anyway, anyway.
That time period's none of your business anyway.
It's none of your business anyway. I know it's anyway, anyway, because I still have one. I got the blue shirt. It's still at home. You got any of them, though?
I don't have any of the old 1560 stuff. I've given them away. My mom has one. A friend of mine has one. I don't know if they wear
them. The best was when you drive down underneath 59.
And homeless people.
And homeless people would have them on.
Yeah, I saw that more than a few times, mm-hmm. too, actually.
Yeah.
We sold 10,000 shirts in a month.
Or the T-shirts that I made for the kids when our eight-year-olds were playing Ken Hoffman's team, and I made T-shirts that said "Suck it, Ken,"
and the parents were okay with that.
I didn't care. Here, you wear this.
Oh my god!
Here's the shirt you wear.
Some guy sent me a direct message saying,
"Those were those homeless guys had those on too."
This guy sent me a direct message saying, "Hey, if you want some." He goes, "I got some good dirt on Granato if you ever want it. I was a little league umpire from the Bel Air days when he was a coach." And I didn't respond back. He goes, "Well, I thought you'd take the bait, but let me know if you want the." I don't care about it.
What dirt? Little league coaching dirt?
Little league coaching dirt when he was a 16-year-old umpire. What do I care?
Did you try to buy off the umpire
every day
with beers?
Every day is worse than the next.
Probably saw me drinking in the dugout,
yeah,
like
okay.
Buttermaker.
Okay, whatever.
Oh, wow, he got you.
John's drinking?
No, we had the red cups.
Yeah, you had the solo cups.
We had the solo cups. Chad had the bar.
Yeah, that's a shock. Did you coach his son, or is he just
no,
the
he
team
just
bartender?
Came to the games, and we...
When another man comes...
I used to go to his kids' games to watch his kid play.
That's weird.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is because y'all were drinking. It was just a drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Well, we were drinking and watching his son play.
That's
great.
That's weird to go, hey, you know where I'm going to go? I think I'm going to go check out my friend's son play Little League baseball.
Yeah, I like Jonathan.
No one likes to do that.
No, we yeah.
Who likes to do that?
We drink in the outfield, lean on the fence, right. Drink out of the red solo cups, and watch Jonathan play.
What if you were...
And he came to watch JT play.
What if no alcohol were allowed and y'all had to be sober?
No, I'm not going.
Of course not. That's exactly.
What the
Little League baseball can't sell you
the
to go
Little
watch
League baseball,
it?
You listen. I couldn't manage without a red solo cup.
You didn't go to watch Jonathan play baseball.
You went to go drink with your buddy.
That's it. You basically
went
to a bar.
It was there at that game.
It was an outdoor
bar. If there wasn't a baseball game, you'd still be drinking with Chad someplace else.
Right, but since he had to be there because his kid was playing, we drank
there.
Thank
you. It's an outdoor bar. Is all it was. Oh. It was an outdoor bar.
You had a bar in a park.
I went to go watch Little League baseball. My friend's son, Jonathan, we went and watched him. No,
we
you
were
didn't.
At the game.
You went drinking by a fence. We did that in Richmond Rosenberg in high school. You could go out to a field and go to a field party.
Yeah.
That's all you did, only in Bel Air.
Well, no, there was Post Oak. Jonathan played in Post Oak.
Oh, there's my son's played in Post Oak, and there's lots of styrofoam cups out there.
Oh,
Yetis. Wow. Now it's Yetis. Like, hey, what's in that Yeti, I wonder?
Yeah. Steve Francis' kid played out there. There were some red solo cups there.
I saw Stevie out there with mm-hmm. My kids played basketball with Steve Francis' son. They came home one time. This is 3 years ago. Dad, do you know who Steve Francis is? I'm like, I know who Steve Francis is. Yeah, well, guess what? We played basketball with his son today at the YMCA, and we talked to Steve Francis. He's a really cool guy. I said, was he a cool guy? He goes, yeah, he was awesome. they loved him. And I saw Jeff Bagwell's kid played over there. Chris Paul's son could hit the ball. Chris Paul's son played baseball over there at Post Oak. He was a good little baseball player. Bagwell's son, imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
He can hit the ball.
Mm-hmm. 926, let's get Eric in here before we take a break. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. Let's just talk about the demon doctor. Isn't Ivory Hecker from Fox 26 endorsing her? And, Del, which one is your favorite song of hers? The Story of You and Me or Love at First Sight?
I don't care, Eric.
I couldn't hear, but you went to Eric Wong before break, John.
Well, and he's
I didn't know
done.
It was Eric.
He broke a fundamental rule.
Well, it only was a 30-second call.
We have another Eric, though.
Yeah, but that guy has to always go, not that Eric.
Right, right. But you didn't. You well, just type it. Yeah.
Well, we don't. The board's messed
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah. 927 ESPN 97.5. That was bad. Anytime you go to an Eric, it's a coin flip.
Yeah, that's true.
927-713-780-3776. If your name's not Eric, give us a call.
ESPN 97.5.
Tony says during that last segment, Kyle Tucker just struck out three more times.
No, he didn't.
He didn't strike out in the.
Well, at least he's there instead of and not Forrest Whitley, who's not there.
What do you mean? At least he's there.
Well, at least he's gets to be on the field and he's actually playing. Somebody who was untouchable is actually on the field.
Who's hurting the team more right now, Forrest Whitley or
Forrest
Kyle
Whitley?
Tucker?
You need that arm. You need that arm.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah, you do.
In place of who?
So then Sy Snead doesn't have to go three innings. He could just go two, and you can win a flipping game.
He had a break. You could have still gone.
Oh, I saw Kyle Tucker get a hit last night.
That's true. That did exist. He does not inspire confidence.
Yeah. No.
I don't. I'm not feeling it with Kyle Tucker long term.
I don't know. I don't know. Okay. You got more confidence in Reddick?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, Josh Reddick's been there, done
that. I don't know. I like Kyle Tucker better.
Based on
I'd like what? To see Kyle Tucker get more
based at-bats. Based on not having at-bats? Based on the hope because he hasn't had enough at-bats?
No, but that if he plays every day, that he will get it.
Hope,
he,
you mean?
Yes. I hope he will. Well, I hope Josh Reddick will, too, but I know
no,
at some point,
Josh Reddick.
By the end of the season, Josh Reddick will be hitting .225. I know that. That I know.
You've seen Josh Reddick. You've seen Josh Reddick in the playoffs.
He comes up with some big hits. Yep.
Yeah, what has Kyle Tucker ever done?
Kyle Tucker came up with a double the other night in the ninth inning.
Against who?
Against the Dodgers. Yeah.
Great. In the playoff game, I mean.
Well, he hasn't been in a playoff game, so how could
so
I know?
You're just hoping.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah, but you know what? Mike Trout hasn't been in a playoff game either, but you know what? I like him.
I'm not sure you should be putting Mike Trout and Kyle Tucker in the same comment. I got an idea.
Guys who haven't been in the playoffs, but I don't know.
Guys.
You know what? I'll take Mike Trout.
Well, one guy's an MVP.
Yeah.
And his name's not Kyle Tucker. He hasn't even been the MVP of the Astros, I don't think.
He hasn't because he really hasn't had a chance. You never want to give a guy a chance. Let him play.
I mean, look, I know that I don't trust in the postseason that good things are going to happen with Josh Reddick. Comes up to the plate usually. That's pretty much a given. But I do know for 162, Josh Reddick, I know who he is. I know exactly what he is. He's a C-rated right fielder is what he is with a good arm. You know what Kyle Tucker is? Just a lot of wishing and wanting.
Well, we hope.
Keep my fingers crossed.
Well, we don't know until he plays. I've seen enough of Josh Reddick. I'm about done. Last year, 275, 242 the year before.
Who?
He's hitting 182 this year, Josh Reddick.
And you're just gonna let Kyle Tucker, you're gonna let Tucker pass? Tucker's hitting 188 this year.
Well,
he hit 141 in 2018.
It's better than Josh Reddick.
He's got a lifetime 204 in 147 at bats. What's so good about him?
Well,
I need to see more of that.
Josh Reddick has 4,000 at-bats. Let me see some more. Then more than 147.
Josh Reddick has been a major leaguer for a long time, and he plays good defense.
So does Reddick. Reddick plays. I mean, Kyle Tucker plays some good
defense.
What is
Tucker? Like I said,
he's got 147 at-bats. Good Lord.
Tucker's hope and wish and want. Yeah.
Alex Bregman, after 146 at-bats, was hitting 080.
Do you think he looks good at the plate when you've seen him in those 161 plate appearances? Does he inspire any confidence in you?
Yeah, I think he's going to hit the ball. I do.
and you're basing that on.
I want to see more. I don't give up on him after 147
at bats. I'm not saying give up on him. I'm just saying I don't know that Kyle Tucker is inspired. I'd like to see Kyle Tucker have better at bats.
Jackie says, hard. I'll bet Tucker for a full season would match Reddick's output at a minimum. I think so, too.
Well, you'll get the chance better, next year.
Yeah. Or this year.
Look, I'd like for Kyle Tucker. I'd love for Kyle Tucker to take over that job. Start hitting.
Right. Well, he's only got 147 at bats. It's the major leagues. That's a quarter of a season. That's a quarter of less than a quarter of a season he's got in the big leagues. Well, gotta give him a chance and some regular at bats too. I mean, he's one of your top prospects.
No, he's gonna give him a shot this year. He's gonna get some. He's gonna give his best shot this year. Granted, it's a shorter season, but he's gonna get some. This is year. He's 23 now. He'll be 24 next year. Next year, it's his job to win or lose. But I haven't seen flashes of like, whoa. I kind of see it with this.
Well, game. In the minors, he has been great. Unfortunately, he's got Brantley, Reddick, Springer. He's got, you know, three outfielders that are pretty. You're paying $13 million a year for Reddick. You ain't going to just kick him to the curb. So, you know what? He's been in a situation where, and when he's come up, I mean, obviously,
when he's come but up, he's
got
good.
Such a small sample size. 147. You've got 600 at bats in a regular season. He's got 147 in his career. That's nothing. You got to give the guy a shot.
No, you do have to give him a shot. He hit 266 in the minors last year. He did have 34 home runs, which is good. 97 RBIs.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And the year before, he was
his career in the minor leagues. He's got an OPS career of 863 in the minors. It's okay. It's good. It's not great, but it's good.
It's good.
863 in the minors is not considered like superstar level by any stretch.
No, but well, let's see if he can play. That's my thing. Let's see if he can play. So Pat Mahomes is Pat mad?
I mean, you know, he's Twitter mad.
What did he do? He wrote out.
So NFL Top 100 has his list out. I'm sure I'll get blamed by this by Pat probably. Like, and I remember when you compared me to Jay Cutler. Hey, Jay Cutler had a strong arm. I'm gonna have to like. Don't worry, Dan Patrick Show's already thrown that out there at him, so now I'm on his list. But he, for the second year in a row, he finished number 4 in the NFL's Top 100. You know, and the players vote on that, right? You can't just put it on NFL Network. So players voted on that. So he's number 4 in their top 100 list after last year. Now, you could argue his MVP year was a better year than last year, but he also won a Super Bowl last year. And so he did the hand right. He did the hand with a pen emoji where you're writing something down to take note.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he did. He retweeted and just put, okay, taking a note on this one. Is he mad in real life or is he just Twitter mad? My guess is he's just Twitter mad. I mean, he is just part of owner of the Royals now. Yeah. He did Isn't just get funny? A monster contract.
He's like in year 4 of his career, going into year 4 of his career, and he owns the Royals.
He's a part owner, a minority owner of Royals.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's chatty too now. Well, he's in on everything. He loves to be in the mix on everything. So this one doesn't really surprise me that much either. He also is extremely good.
Yeah. So he's number 4. Trying to figure out. Michael Thomas was number 5, huh? I don't know who Lamar Jackson is ahead of him. Aaron Donald is ahead of him. And who would be the other player that's ahead of him?
I'm pulling up the top 100 now.
Okay, but guess. Who? Dell, you know?
Clowney?
Lamar Jackson, Aaron Donald. Would they use another defensive player? Who could it be?
Who else would it?
Who would they have ahead of Mahomes?
Who could possibly be? Is it another
a pass rusher? Like a no.
Who had a Christian McCaffrey had a great year. It can't be him though. Who else had a great year that you would put ahead of Pat.
The fact that we're struggling means they screwed this up.
Well, I mean, it's always going to be Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald, yeah. Aaron Donald. No, we got that one.
No, we got
And we got Lamar Jackson.
There's one other. Who would be the other guy?
I mean, frankly, yeah, I guess Lamar Jackson's ahead of him.
No, he, well, in this list he is. Yeah, that I know. MVP. That we know because he hasn't been named yet.
Laramie? Aaron,
is it Laramie? It's another quarterback.
It's not Laramie Tunsil.
It's Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson's ahead of him?
Yeah.
That's pretty respectful, the players.
So what does it go? Lamar 1, Donald 2?
No, Lamar 2, 1, Russell Wilson 2, Aaron Donald 3, Pat Mahomes 4.
Oh, so Aaron Donald's not even
Russell won. Wilson 2?
Yes.
Lamar I can see because he won the MVP.
Yeah, but Russell Wilson's been doing it longer. You know what you get with Russell. And he's had success in the postseason. I think I'm just putting Aaron Donald 1 every year.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't think you can go wrong.
Did J.J. ever finish? I don't think J.J. ever finished number one on that list. Despite having some of the most historically, like J.J. seasons were, there's an argument that J.J.'s best season was the best in the history of the NFL on defense. When you looked at all, I wrote an article. I looked at Lawrence Taylor. I brought up all the numbers on Lawrence Taylor, on Reggie White, on every big-time defensive lineman. And when you looked at tackles for loss, sacks, quarterback hits, passes defensed, forced fumbles, fumbles recovered, all of the impact data, J.J. was the best. J.J. was better than any of their best seasons. That's how good he was. But my guess is because he played in the time of Peyton Manning being in his prime and Tom Brady in his prime, Drew Brees in his prime. I'll bet you J.J. I don't think J.J. ever got number one. As a matter of fact, it would have been a topic on the show. J.J. never got number one. Never got number one. What's the highest J.J. ever got in the top 100? What do you think it is?
I bet he got number two.
Oh, I take it back. Number one in 2015.
Was he?
Yeah, he was number one in pro football in 2015. In 2019, he was number 12. In 2020, this year, he's number 45, but how's he?
Still 45? Oh. Wow.
Okay.
Cool. So, so Pat Mahomes is the third best quarterback in the league. That's not right.
It's not?
No.
Oh, Pat Mahomes being third best quarterback.
Yeah.
No, who says he's the third best quarterback
in the NFL's list?
You mean NFL players believe that?
Well, that's the list. Top 100.
Let me ask you something. Let me just play devil's advocate. He's throwing to
Tyreek Hill
and Travis Kelce. He's had a good rushing attack. Now that's two players: Tyreek Hill and a tight end and an undersized wide receiver.
Yeah, but a blazing fast.
It's not like other wide receivers.
No, but he made Mecole Hardman pretty good this year too. Damian Williams had a good year too. I mean. You're one that says you don't always have to have the best. If you got to have the best talent around you, now he's got two of the best players at their position.
Right.
Right? But the rest.
And he performs at a high level.
And he's made everybody really good.
Well, what I'm saying is it's really not arguable that the offensive line and that the wide receivers that Pat Mahomes has are substantially better during his very short career, really a two-year career, really, than Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's done it with just kind of guys at wide receiver, a subpar offensive line. Russell, over time, has had a great deal of success. If you flipped Russell Wilson to KC and Pat Mahomes to Seattle, how would it be? How would it look different?
Not much.
I don't think it would look too different.
I don't think so either.
I think Russell Wilson will win championships in Kansas City, and I think Pat Mahomes would make a lot of throws in Seattle. What I'm saying is I don't think there's a huge disparity between those.
No, I don't either. But
now, I do think that you can't have Lamar Jackson has to be in a certain kind of offense.
Well, but if you're stupid, if you don't put him in that offense, though,
yeah,
that's
you
on
are.
The coach.
You are. But that's one of those guys that you can't just say, what would you do in Kansas City's off? Well, he wouldn't do nearly as well.
But put him in Kansas City and then put him in his offense.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, just because he can't play that offense. Listen, nobody can play the way he does.
I'm going to make a prediction that this is the year where Lamar Jackson becomes where he's on the road to legendary. And I'm not saying good and all pro. I mean legendary. He's on the potential road to legendary. He's on the road to fulfilling the hopes and dreams and expectations of Mike Vick. Right? Mm-hmm. That's what we thought Vick was going to do. If Lamar Jackson, with this year, he's either going to be on that road or you're going to have some question marks by the end of the year because some teams made adjustments. And that adjustment is hogging the middle of the field and forcing him to win to the perimeter. Because two teams did that last year, and he had trouble with both teams. The Buffalo Bills and the
Titans.
And obviously the Titans. So now you're going to see more teams do it. So either he solves that puzzle along with Greg Roman and the Ravens, and he is on the road to being what I consider to be legendary potentially, or there's going to be some question marks raised about him potentially. That's what's going to happen. One of the two things is going to happen there. I think Deshaun is just going to be – Deshaun's got his own question to answer. Can you win and perform at a high level without a true wide receiver one as a safety blanket? With Mahomes
– Well, and Russell won a Super Bowl without that.
See, Russell, Wilson, Mahomes, I don't feel like there's any question marks out there about them. Do you?
No.
I don't see question marks out there.
There's a question mark about Lamar.
None with Drew Brees. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think so. None with Drew Brees. None with Brady, obviously. I mean, I don't think there's a question mark with Stafford. I just don't think he impacts wins.
Oh, there's a question mark with Stafford. There's no question mark with Rodgers.
No, what I mean by that is you know who Matt Stafford is, and he's not one of the best. He's not one of the best. He's going to put up a lot of big numbers with pretty much they'll just let him.
So you got a question mark with Deshaun?
Yeah. Yeah, but he's also young. These other guys are not young in their career.
Well, Mahomes Russell Wilson, the same year.
Now, Mahomes is the outlier.
Yeah.
Because usually, you know, I'm not used to guys having 50 touchdown passes in a single season.
In their third
that
year.
Feels weird.
In their third
year. In their first year as starter.
Well, so yeah, second year in the league. Right.
I mean, he had only played one game against the Chargers the year before.
Yeah.
One game against the Chargers the last game. Other than that, Pat hadn't played. And he comes out with 50? That's different. Yeah. That's actually Marino.
That's Peyton Manning.
It's Noel Peyton struggled with all those interceptions when he came out.
No.
Marino came out.
Talking about Peyton Manning in Denver with 50 touchdowns.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. 946 ESPN 97.5. I got to talk about, listen, you can bet on MVP odds right now. Who's going to win the MVP in the NFL? Who's going to win? Tonight, we got basketball. Are you kidding me? Are you betting? You're going to watch? Listen, you can't watch the Pelicans and Jazz without a bet on it. What about the Clippers and the Lakers? I mean, you got to bet. This is okay. So mybookie.ag, promo code radio. It's a new website, actually. They've redone it, and it's so easy to navigate. It is really, really cool what they've done. It makes it so much easier to bet. I mean, it's simpletons. I can do it. That's how simple it is. But you've got every kind of prop bet you could possibly want. You want to bet World Series odds. You want to bet NBA first half lines, second half lines. You want to bet on the PGA tournament matchups. Right now, you can get this job done. The World Golf Classic is this week. You can bet on that. NASCAR. Any kind of race. It's unbelievable all the bets that you can make at mybookie.ag. Promo code radio. The NBA starts tonight. Get in. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. They will match your first deposit. Match it. No matter what you put in, you double it up, and then they'll give you a $10 free MLB future bet. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN. 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Sometimes you do what listeners ask you to do and you didn't even know it. I'm going back reading old tweets, and Nash Wingo said, "Lance, please talk about how bad Kyle Tucker sucks. Is it too much to ask for him to take some notes from Brantley or when Brantley is hitting?" You're welcome, Nash. I didn't even know 2 hours ago you asked me to do that, and I did it for you. You're welcome. Man of the people.
You know, the scuttlebutt behind the scenes was when Kyle Tucker came up last year that he just thought it was all natural. He wasn't that hard a worker. So, I mean, if I'm him, I am sitting next to Michael Brantley and getting every piece of information that dude has.
But you're sitting 6 feet away from him.
Well, 6 feet away, but with a mask on. No, I can sit close to him if I got a mask on. He's got a mask on. Mm. Then we can sit close to each other.
You get the plastic thing?
No.
In between?
I'm not getting a plastic thing in between. No, we both got masks on. We're safe.
I was at Ranch 99 picking up some different food. Like, that's an awesome market. It's right there off of, it's got a lot of different, it's got great little restaurants in there. You can get roasted duck. It's an Asian market called Ranch 99. If you know, you know, you're in there. It's got unbelievable seafood deals, pork belly, just really, really great market. Anyway, and what the hell was I just talking about? What did you just bring
up? I have no idea.
No. What were you just talking about?
I was talking about sitting next to each other close.
Oh, yeah. And I saw for the first time, I've seen people wear these, but I never knew what they got.
The shields?
Yeah, they had the face shields that you could snap around your head.
I had one.
They had those. You got a face shield?
Yeah, I lost it. I got it. Somebody at Prime got it. It's not that. It's the clear shield your face. Yeah.
You know
I had
how much
it for
it
about
was?
20 minutes.
How much do you, and then what happened?
I left it at the poker table.
How much do you think? Now, I will say it didn't look like it was a really.
It was $5.
Mine sturdy was. Thing. This one was 22.
No.
Yeah.
That's a little too much.
Yeah.
Somebody's trying to get over. Yeah. Somebody's getting over.
I didn't get it.
No.
But I did get some pho. Yeah, I can say pho. That's a food. Don't back away from your mic.
It is a food.
It's a food. You don't have to back away from your mic because I said pho. Okay, pho, if that helps you.
Wow.
I can say pho because...
Does Nicole, you went? Did you go PHL. By yourself to the store and get some pho?
Yes, it's in a box. It's not...
It's in a box.
Oh, of course it is.
It's...
I knew that already.
Oh, thanks for that, Rick. Thanks for that. I was aware. I'm not new to this,
duh.
Lance.
This is the guy with all those kids still doesn't know what it's called.
Don't make me hit the gavel with the left arm.
Should you really be calling it that, Lance?
Yeah.
That's inappropriate.
It's pho.
But you said
it's a Vietnamese
a
like noodle soup. Yeah, it comes in a container. Mm. But it was a...
What the pho? I never heard of this.
Did you say what the pho?
Yeah.
Like there's,
I think I said, what's the pho?
Let me, okay, how many restaurants do you think are called what the pho?
Quite a bit, probably.
What the?
I'm sure it's a meme.
Isn't it foo? I always thought it was foo.
Apparently not. He's a foodie.
Well, you're a is
no,
it
it's
pho?
Called pho. Yeah. Some people call it pho.
Pho that?
What the pho delivery in Denton.
Yeah. It's all in these white, in these, let's
Carrollton,
say.
Texas. Mm. He's got it?
Yeah.
Frankly, there's just too many white people.
That's what white people do.
Yes.
They put names like that on it.
What the pho?
It's, pho that. It should be pho that.
Pho, there's what the pho everywhere. Yeah, it's everywhere. And I bet you it's in
what
less
the
than,
pho, California. I got to be careful. It's close. Like,
yeah, what the pho, California.
We're just.
Whoa.
What whoa, the pho? Gal, easy.
I said what the pho, California. By the way, earthquakes in California this morning woke a lot of people up. A lot of famous.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of famous people tweeting about the earthquakes that woke them up.
The earthquake, yeah, there was an earthquake in California today.
Early this morning.
Mm. See, it's not kung fu, it's kung fu.
But they're not spelled the same way.
No, they're not spelled
pho
the same.
Pho is spelled P-H-O.
No, we're not going to spend time on John's pronunciation of Vietnamese
he
food.
He goes, it's not
pho. We're not doing that.
Pho. I didn't know it's P-H-O.
It's not
yes,
spelled
it's
F-U.
P-H-O.
Oh, I always
it's still
pronounced
pho, but it's P-H-O. So it's, some people say pho or whatever, but yeah.
What the pho?
So I did get some of that. 4.2 magnitude earthquake in California. They're like, eh.
That's soft. That's not. I grew up in California. That
didn't even
nothing.
Knock a cup off a cupboard.
4.2.
Come on.
4.2 ain't nothing.
That ain't nothing.
Did you ever have one?
Yeah, all the time. I was.
What
there
was it
for,
like?
It depends on what it is. Sometimes you're like, oh, I guess the ground's moving. Other times, depending on the magnitude, like you'll see closet doors shaking. Like I had sliding doors in my.
What was the biggest one that you?
Probably, I was alive for the Northridge one, but it didn't really affect me.
That was a big one.
Yeah, it was a big one. That's probably the one.
The sevens, right?
Yeah, that's probably the one I was I was alive for, as least I could remember as a kid. But I was south of Northridge, I think.
You feel the ground shaking?
Yes, rolling. It feels like a rolling thing. Like the ground is rolling and moving.
Really?
That yes. doesn't feel, that wouldn't
I don't
feel
want to
great.
Know that.
It's not comfortable. But
I'm never going
most
to California.
Most Californians. anything under a five, you're like, okay, whatever. Let's end this. I got stuff to do.
Let's see.
Does it shut stuff down?
See, no, it doesn't. You can't say this on the air. Faux King Good Restaurant.
You just said it.
Well, I said faux, though.
No. Wow.
I feel like
now I'm going to Google it because...
See if that's...
You can write... You can have...
If you write it out like that...
Yep. Beaverton, Oregon.
Of course. It's all where white people are. They think it's so funny.
Faux King
White
Good.
People. I'm guessing that the person who owns this... I'm going to click their thing. They got a janky website. Let me
It may not even be
Sitejab can work for
a white person who owns it, but you put them in those neighborhoods because
they think it's funny. Well, of course, we appreciate a good pun.
Yes, you love a pun.
Yeah, we love a pun. No one ever said that, Dale.
Corny. That's a little edgy though. That Faux King thing.
Yeah. 4.5 on Yelp. You better recognize.
Should I go to Beaverton, Oregon for some Vietnamese food? Is that what you're telling me?
Is that where you're going to go?
Here's another one in Auburn, California that got a one-star review.
Well, are these all the punish Vietnamese places? What the
New York Post. There's one in New York also. Boy, this is the one. Not what the pho, which I thought would be the huge one. It's pho, and I'll say it pho for this one. And then king, and then good. New York Post has an article about this guy's place in 2019. He said, "My noodles are no joke. While a restaurant named Faux King Good might spark snickers on the internet, the man who named it, frankly, doesn't get
what's so funny about it.
Faux King funny." Ting Kai Zhao, the owner of Faux King Good, a new Asian restaurant on Willie Street in Madison, Wisconsin. Oh, this is more white people.
More white people.
Told you.
You might be onto something here, Dell. Was unaware that he had although he's not white, clearly.
No, I'm not saying
but
that.
He's
you put him in places where people would laugh and go, "Oh, I want to go there. That's clever."
Was unaware he had inadvertently named his eatery after an expletive due to his limited English. Ting 50 said Faux King stands for a restaurant that specializes in making noodles. It simply means we are good at making noodles. Not in Madison, Wisconsin, and not if John Granato sees it.
I'm going to call it Faux King. Now, I don't care what you want to call it.
On the radio, you will.
Yeah.
No, I never knew. I always thought it was Faux King because I've seen it too.
Yeah, you've seen it.
Yeah.
We have plenty in Houston.
Yeah.
Well, those restaurants, pho restaurants, yeah.
Right. Pho.
There's another one. Bradley Wynn says, "Ranch 99 is GOAT. It really is." He goes, "Shh, don't tell anyone." His name is Wynn. It's spelled NG. I don't think he likes it. I'm
what about
letting other white people in on this?
See if there's any restaurants called Faux Kim.
No, there's one he said that's called Faux Cup. Now say it. Faux.
Yeah. What about Faux Kim?
No.
We're just the most.
You guys are sophomore.
Third grade.
I think sophomore is the word we'll use for you. No.
No,
what about Steve Kerr opened one?
No. No. What about if Joe Kelly opened one?
That's what I would call it. Faux Kelly.
Man.
That's what I would call it.
Oh, look at this.
Look
it's time for you to
look
go.
Look at the time, huh?
Oh, the time really flies by
when you're
risking your job.
Yeah.
Time flies when you're risking your
How many
employment.
Times can we dance around this thing before we screw it up?
I know. Ranch 99 really is the truth, though.
Is that where that started?
What?
That he was at Ranch 49?
I guess so.
I guess that's where that whole
thing.
Yeah,
because the face shield.
Yeah, he said he got some pho.
The face shield. I saw the face.
And
he got some pho.
I want no part of
pho. First, it went from talking about the female anatomy, because you said you got it in a box.
Right.
And then it went to the... Well, talk to John. Talk to your boy.
I'm not going to talk to my boy.
Yeah.
I'm never going to talk to him about that stuff.
9:59. Lance, beat it.
All right.
Now that you're all
That's
worked,
fine.
Now that you're all worked
That's
up.
That's fine.
Well, I got to talk about Champion Energy. It's the place to go. I saw Bregman's doing the spots on, if you're watching the game, you see Bregman doing the spots. And And here's the deal. He's absolutely right now. He's climbing on. I mean, come on. I've been talking about this forever, Alex Bregman. Okay, so you're going to come with Johnny come lately? Well, here's the deal, is if you're looking for the place that's got zero hidden fees, because when you go with the other guys, that's what they do. They hide all these fees in the small print, and they say, oh, well, you didn't know about this. What's in your, oh, you didn't read it. Oh, sorry about that. And now you're tied in for 2 years. Sorry, you got to pay this. You're like, what the foe? Here's the deal, is if you're looking for a company that doesn't hide, that does not hide any of their fees, it's plain. There's obviously there's some fees, but that's where the other guys are going to get you. That's why they cost so much more every single month. If you're looking for that company that's honest, straightforward, it's Champion. Champion.energy/1560. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5.